This is Offhand with Stephen and Lydia.
I'm Stephen.
And I'm Lydia.
I thought we might blow out their eardrums there.
I know, it got a little loud.
We got all excited.
We got excited.
Yeah, we did, because this is our podcast, and I'm here and you're here. We're here together in our Puppet Podsters are listening.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
And
guess what else, Puppet Podsters?
Very exciting. We're going to learn another book of the Bible.
Yeah, this is a What's It All About podcast. We're up to the book of James.
Yes.
I think it's fun that this is a more commonly used name. I bet there are some Puppet Podsters out there with the name of James.
Oh, yeah.
They might be like, oh, maybe they know
that's
some.
That's my name.
Yeah. We know a couple Jameses.
Yes.
Jameses. James. People of the name of James.
There you go.
Nice.
It's always hard when a name ends with the S.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, do I put another S sound on it? Or do I just end with that?
Yeah.
It can go both ways. You just have to figure out what you want to do in the moment.
Yes. We have that with Jesus.
Yes. Sometimes. Yes.
Jesus or Jesus's.
Right.
Jesus's. But, you know, he knows what we mean.
That's right, yeah.
So, yeah, Puppet Podsters, the Book of James. Now, the Book of James was written to Christians, believers in Jesus, followers of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And it's all stuffed full of instructions of how to live as followers of Jesus and how we should live.
Yeah, so if you're like, I wonder how I should live. Read James. It'll help you.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, so living for Jesus isn't always easy either.
No.
I know I struggle sometimes.
It's
doing what I should do and not doing what I shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes books like this can be kind of hard to read because you're like, I'm supposed to be doing that.
Yep.
I'm not.
And I'm not. And it's convicting.
Yeah.
It makes me want to do the right thing, which is good. But at the same time, you're like, it makes me feel bad because I was doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, but it can also be encouraging because it's like, I'm not the only one who deals with this. James, he talks about different trials, including like temptations that come out of our own selves to live our own way instead of God's way. And so you're like, he gets me. I'm not alone in that.
Yes, yes. And it's a way for Christians how they should look different from the rest of the world.
Yeah, some good reminders in there about that.
Mm-hmm.
Our verse of the day is James 2:14. Through 18.
All right. Read our
the
day.
Sometimes, Puppet Podsters, it's very hard to do just a verse of the day because there's so much good stuff in the Bible, and a lot of times the verses, they aren't just by themselves. You can't just read a verse and be like, I know exactly what that's talking about. You gotta read a little more to see what God is saying.
You have to have the full picture of what it's talking about.
Yes. So, James 2:14-18. What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed, and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no work, is dead, being by itself. But someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works.
That's the end right there?
Yep.
That's all right.
The end of verse 18.
Right. So you might be thinking, well, wait a minute. It kind of sounds like this means that salvation and faith is based on and begins with works. Is that right? Is that what the verse is saying?
No.
Not at all.
No. But it does point out that just saying you have faith doesn't prove anything. You can say anything you want, but if your life doesn't show that, then maybe you're not telling the truth.
Yeah, think about it maybe this way. Do you look or act like your mom or dad? Yeah. And maybe there's a family resemblance that makes you look like your mom and dad because you're part of their family. But just looking like them, does that actually make you a member of their family?
No.
It's because you were born into their family.
Yeah.
But looking like your mom or dad is definitely shows to other people and demonstrates that you are a part of that family. Someone can see you and say, oh, yeah, you look like you're part of that family.
That's a good illustration.
That's Steven. Because I am a part of my family.
Yeah. The things we do and say, the way we act and behave, should demonstrate that the faith we say we have is real.
Yeah. Real faith produces evidence. Yeah, sometimes, actually, usually, the evidence of our faith in Jesus produces the opposite of the world's ideas, which is good.
And then James goes on in chapters 3, 4, and 5, talking about how to control our tongues, how not quarreling, putting ourselves first, and not spend our lives seeking to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
But this can only be accomplished by exercising our faith by letting God be in control of our lives.
Yeah, James 4, 7 through 8 says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you."
Oh, he makes it sound so easy.
He really does.
But that's really not James' point. He's not saying, this is so easy. He's just trying to help us.
He's encouraging you.
Know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
James is for followers of Jesus. So if that's you, read it.
And read all of it.
Yeah, and then do it. But you can only do it with God's help.
That's
so
right.
Ask him to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
James 1:22 says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." You don't want to think, oh, well, I read that, now I'm good.
Yep, no. Nope.
You got to actually do it. Practice it. Put it into work in your life.
Give people the proof that you are a follower of Jesus.
Yeah. Let them see how much you love Jesus by the things you do for people and for Jesus.
Yeah. And that's what James is all about.
I really like James. It's a good book.
Yes.
A good little book.
Yeah. It's not that long. You could read it in a short time.
Except sometimes I don't like James. James 3... Well, the tongue part is hard.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's hard to be self-controlled sometimes. Yeah. We have to ask Jesus for help.
Yeah, he has I really like the pictures that he paints in that section.
Yeah, about the fire.
Yeah, how your tongue can easily get out of control. How such a small thing in your body can make such big mess.
I have no idea. I have no idea what episode it is, what number it is, but I remember talking in a different podcast about this very thing.
Oh, yeah.
So there's your homework, Puppet Podster.
If you find it, email us.
Go find the episode where we talked about that very thing.
The tongue?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And how it needs to be controlled, because otherwise it'll get out of control.
That's right. It's a hard muscle to control. Because it's linked to our hearts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah. Usually linked with anger.
Yeah. And not good things.
Not good things.
Yeah, use your tongue for Jesus.
That's right.
He wants you to say nice things to people and be encouraging. So read James, because that will help.
There we go.
So, we'll talk about the email later, but that would be a good thing for you to do. And then write us.
You only have, over 600 to look through.
Yeah, it'll be
a breeze.
It'll be so easy. Get listening. We'll see you in a few years. How about some jokes?
Yeah!
I love a good joke to give the funny bone a poke. Be it nutmegs or riddles for grown-ups or kiddles. I love a good joke.
Hey, right. Lydia.
Yes, Steven?
Why do you have to measure a snake in inches? You really
I
do.
Don't. You really have to?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, it's because they don't have feet.
You can't measure them in feet.
You can, that's true.
Inches.
I love a good joke. We'll laugh from here to Roanoke. Be it knock-knocks or riddles for grown-ups or kiddles. I love a good joke.
So, Steven.
Yeah.
The other day, I took the shell off of a snail to help him go faster.
You did? What? Did it work?
Not really. If anything, it made him more sluggish.
that one. That was a good one.
That was pretty funny.
That was.
So, Puppet Podsters, if you do your homework, find that podcast or read James and tell us what you thought.
Yeah.
Maybe it was challenging. Maybe it was really helpful. Maybe it was both. Usually the Bible is.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to hear from you. You can email us at StephenLydiaSing@yahoo.com.
That's right.
You can also check out our website,
yes.
ghhinc.org. There's some cool videos you can watch on there. Me and Steven going on some adventures.
Adventures with Steven and Lydia.
And there's some really great videos of Uncle Chris talking about some pieces of really good news from the Bible.
And there are all the other episodes of our podcast on there as well. You can listen as much as you want.
Oh, yeah.
All the jokes you could hope for.
Yeah, lots of jokes. Your parents will be so happy.
So happy. Maybe you're going on a road trip soon.
Yes.
You gotta stop
Your
up.
Family really should learn the joke song.
Yes.
It's important for
every
family.
Karaoke in the car with Steven and Lydia.
Oh, okay. We gotta, make CDs now.
I know.
Oh, well, we hope you enjoyed this podcast, Puppet Podsters. This has been Offhand with Steven and Lydia, a production of God's Helping Hands.